All right, yeah, this is it.
This is it. This is the one they're going to talk about when they talk about this one.
Yeah, let's do a real quick clap.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with the clap, counting us down, Bobo Benedict, Divot Bobo, give me the countdown right now.
3, 2, 1. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, off as always.
This sounds really shitty on my end.
Never been worse.
Oh, man. Not in sync. Weirdly, though, when we do these podcasts, like from a conversation standpoint, there's no lull. It's not like I hear you say something and there's this weird beat and then I say something. You know, it seems like...
I know.
Like,
that's what's weird about it.
But,
and I don't know how much of it is like... Because I get nervous that I'm going to miss the beat.
I always feel like you and Tina always think I'm jerking around. And I literally, every time you do it, I count 3, 2, 1, clap.
But in all fairness, that's because most of the time you are jerking around.
In most situations, but not in the clap.
I got the last one, I was like, 1, 2.
Yeah, well, that was an overt. I mean, but that's clearly me screwing around.
That's because you were jerking around, which happens most of the time.
Yeah. You're going to be because like that.
What's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of con.
There's a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, lots. I don't even know where to begin.
I know where to begin.
Okay.
I got new deodorant. We'll start there.
Okay.
Wrap that piece up. New topic. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
You, Rob Benedict, Rob Patrick Benedict, after a 2-year hiatus for all of us, you, like the pioneer you are, like the Lewis to my Clark, like the conquistador to my whatever the hell the Clark of conquistadors is.
You're killing it with the metaphors right now.
Well, you know, nobody knows more about European history than I do. Like, when you talk about the founding of nations, I'm your guy.
I mean, look at the map behind you. That's why you're in the map room.
Sort of a broad stroke. I mean, even the map is kind of says like
Russia-ish.
Yeah, it's like America, and then the other countries say America adjacent. You know, I think it's what.
Yeah.
It says America. You know, the United States, and then
far from Nashville.
And Canada says United States hat. You know.
Does Mexico say United States bottom?
United States goatee. Sort of a dangling. Rob Benedict, back to my big intro, and if you're playing suspenseful music under this, some sort of like orchestral tone, that would make sense, because this is big. You going back on the con circuit?
I'm getting back out there.
Dude, you're hitting the convention circuit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time, just for people who, for people who don't know who we are, how did you end up on this podcast? You know, that'd be a natural question. Why are you listening to this?
We have lots of questions for you.
Yeah, actually, let's turn the tables on you. Why are you listening? To go further, maybe you just know us as podcast celebrities, much like fitness celebrity John Bastow. Do you remember those commercials that had that fitness guy on it named John Bastow? JC and I used to laugh really hard at these commercials because... it was a guy, ripped dude, and he's always shirtless in his commercials because he's selling a workout product, and he's shaped like an inverted funnel. Well, I guess that's an actual funnel. That's a normal size.
It's just a normal funnel.
Well, it's an inverted funnel that you've uninverted.
Exactly. You've joined. You want to see him because you're an inverted funnel.
Right. Exactly.
You want to turn your funnel upside
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Yeah. He's talking to inverted funnels.
Exactly.
He's targeting inverted funnels.
Yeah.
But so he's a funnel. He's just a broad shoulder going. He looks like Kronk in Emperor's New Groove. He's just like shoulders down to a tiny waist.
Who doesn't?
And
know
he's always
Kronk
shirtless.
From
and
New Groove.
And it always would introduce him like it says in his own infomercials. Fitness celebrity John Bastow has come up with a method to give you rock hard abs, you know, really quickly. And JC and I were like, I don't know this guy. How's he a fitness celebrity?
Yeah.
Like is the fitness world like the porn world? You know, there's no working actors in porn. There's no blue collar. You're a porn star or you're not in the porn business. You know, like that's, there's only, once you enter porn, well, you know, once you enter porn, you're a star. You know what I mean? It's like, you're a porn star. What do you do? Right. I'm a porn star. Oh, congratulations, man.
Right.
How many movies you done? A half of one that I shot on my phone. Oh, well, you're a porn star.
Right. You're not just a porn actor. You're
no,
a porn
there's no
star.
There's no like blue collar. Like I'm just chipping away at it, man. I played the postman and
working my way up.
And one got a recurring character on this other one. I don't get to hump yet, but you know, I'm really doing good work, and the director seems to like me. So I'm hopefully I'll be pantless in the next one.
Although in the porn business, I would imagine that the working your way up, you actually start with the hard stuff. You know what I mean?
Good
right
pun,
now,
Robbie.
All I do is hump, and people hump me. But I'm really working my way up to being the humper.
I do a lot of receiving. I'm hoping to give at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I like you. Starts with the hard stuff. That's going to be Robbie's one, you know, how to break into porn.
Yeah.
Start with the hard stuff. Rob Benedict's guide to breaking start into the porn stuff. Business.
Hashtag start with the hard stuff.
Start with the hard stuff. That's how you start your days.
So I'm Lewis and Clark in it.
You're Lewis and Clark in it. You're the John Baystow fitness celebrity.
Right.
Wait a minute. How did we get talking about John Baystow fitness?
I don't know.
Celebrity?
You tell me, because you were gearing up to explain why.
Well, I was saying, for those of you who
who just
I don't know
joined.
How we ended up on John Baystow.
Well,
fitness
people
celebrity.
Who just joined the podcast who don't know that this is what we do.
Oh, we're podcast celebrities.
Right.
That's
we're
what I was saying. We're
right.
big.
We're not podcast celebrities, really.
They don't know. People who don't know us, they don't know. They're just stumbling across this podcast. They're like, who are these guys? Now, you're sitting there going like, we're struggling podcast guys. No, dude. That's not the image we want to put out. We're podcast celebrities.
Okay, we're podcast celebrities.
Dude, think like, this is my motto to you. Think like porn. Think like Baystow.
Okay. I'm getting it. I'm receiving it, but I'm working my way up.
Channel,
giver.
You are receiving it, exactly. You've been receiving it for a good chunk of that. I need you to start giving it, Bobby. I need you to spin that around and give it just for a hot sec, and then you can go back to receiving.
Start giving a shit, and then start giving.
Well, it's not that kind of porn.
Or is it?
Roll credits. No, so I need you to channel your inner porn based out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And I need you to write a song called Channeling My Inner Porn Baystow.
Okay.
Channeling my inner porn Baystow. Yeah.
Great. There you go. That'll be the one for this episode. That's it.
Okay.
And you need... So the porn Baystow, you, needs to understand that people don't know that we are just a couple of guys who find ourselves funny, and that's the entire baseline of our podcast premise. That's it.
Right.
Make ourselves laugh. An audience of two. That's all we're playing to. That's it.
Okay.
Not even Tina. Usually when Tina's on here, we're still just playing to an audience of two.
It's just an audience of two. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe we should rebrand the podcast. Maybe we need to be renaming
the podcast.
An audience
of two?
Yeah. Funny. Hmm. Funny audience of two. Well, the other thing about us is that we're on a television show called Supernatural. And people who watch that show pretty much love that show.
Love it.
And because of that show, we get invited to tour around the world and go to these fan conventions.
And that's actually how Rob and I know each other. I mean, if you really want to get down to the brass tacks, Rob and
it's
I didn't work on the show together until the last season or last two seasons.
Exactly.
And not even as actors. That was Richard directing Rob in the show.
We were never actually actors in the same show.
No, and there are theories online and on Tumblr that Rob and I are the same person. Yeah. That this whole thing is done, you know, very simply with you having a conversation and then you taking off the button-down shirt, putting on a T-shirt, throwing on different, slightly different glasses.
Editing it together.
Yeah.
That's why the claps are never together.
They're never together because they can't be, because that would be us occupying the same space, and that would literally take the universe and turn it into an inverted funnel.
Right. There you go.
You know what I mean?
I'm like McCartney barefoot on the cover of Abbey Road.
You're like McCartney if McCartney was porn celebrity John Baystow.
Who only gets it, never gives it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Baystow.
Back to Supernatural Celebrity. So because of that show, I've been afforded the right to do that. Today, I am leaving this evening to go to my first convention in a year and a half.
Right, so let's talk about that. Let's look at the timeline. Right. The timeline, and if you, Rob, if you have a hot second, do a cool 3D graphic of the timeline. So it's a timeline. there you go. The timeline is there was a convention
in Vegas.
Well, there was one in Vegas, and it was in March
of 2020.
Is that right?
Yeah.
March of 2020, and it was kind of one where the virus was kind of happening, and we were all talking to each other like, "Is this going to happen? Not going to happen?" And then,
And then we decided last minute, "Hey, let's make it a no touch con."
No touch con, which believe me, did not apply to the green room. You know what I'm saying?
So fans couldn't touch. We couldn't touch the fans. They couldn't touch us.
Right.
Which sounds weird and dirty when I say it, but truly. In photo ops, you at least have your arm around a person.
Yeah, it's not as weird and dirty for those who are just listening. But if you watch it and see the little twinkle in your eye and your creepy smirk, it's real dirty and creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way you kind of chuckled after, you're like, we couldn't touch.
Yeah, and slobbered it a little bit. Yeah.
None of that's Bobo touching.
I don't get to touch. So
your choice is for photo op or Bobo, the Bobo touch, the Bobo grope, or the Bobo grab. What do you want? Can I just
and all
stand
that was
here?
Off.
Nope.
Those were all like red line through each of those choices.
Right. So
no Bobo touch.
No Bobo touch. No Bobo grab. No Bobo grope.
So that's not going to change. But yeah. So I remember at the time too, being like, "Is this happening? What are we doing here?"
We all kind of wondered, and that was also for those who are actual deep, you know, deep in the well Supernatural fans. That was when. There was a plane mishap that had
that
Jensen.
Was that same con?
Yeah. Jensen, Misha, Alex Calvert, and myself on board a charter plane that had an engine blow up over the ocean. And ended up being fine, but it was very startling and scary. We had to make an emergency landing. And
quick question. Why were you over the ocean if you're flying from Vancouver to Vegas?
You just go over the you take off over the water. And
really?
like LAX, you know how like at LAX you take off.
That's
over the
when
water?
It blew.
We were 15 minutes in the.
That's
air.
Right, because you turn around and land it again.
Right.
So
we're 15, 20 minutes into the air, and when it went kaboom, and so all it's very dramatic. Like, are we going? Are we not going? Okay, let's go. It was a big, and we could talk about this now. We had just shot the scene. Misha's last day on the show ever.
Yes.
And Misha's last day on the show ever. Misha Collins, everybody who was in Supernatural and played Castiel, had just completed his final scene ever in Supernatural. And that final scene was his death scene in Supernatural. So it was his last scene ever on the show. It was his death scene. It had Jensen Ackles in the scene with him.
Yep.
Both of them doing just A-plus level work. Just a great scene.
Yeah, real tears.
And I was directing, and Al Cal was drinking in the trailer, you know, like you do while you're waiting for your buddies to finish a scene.
Right.
We roll over to the tarmac, get on the plane. Misha says his goodbyes. They have a cake. It's like 2 a.m. It's been a hell of a day. We get on the plane, and we're all going to toast to the, you know, the death of a character, and you know, 20 minutes
in, and a
job like,
well done, because you all like were like, that was a magical.
Oh, dude, it was great, and it was a great moment to sit there and unpack the whole thing together with that intimate group, and have a beverage on our way to a fun weekend. And the engine blew up, which made us think, well, we might be toasting our actual own demise.
No, you really, you all thought that was it.
There was a moment. We're all like, this could go one of two ways.
Right.
And then we go to Vegas, and the Vegas convention has the COVID vibe, although nobody really knew what that entailed, what that was going to lead to.
Mm-hmm.
It had the element of the aftermath of that experience for Jensen. You know, Jensen and I flew the next day together, and Misha and Al had flown in earlier that morning, and we had that going on, and most of you guys knew about that, so there's a lot of like, oh my gosh, how is everybody?
Are you okay? Yeah,
it was just sort of that and Matt Cohen didn't even make it because Matt was under the weather.
That's so, right. And Matt, yeah, Matt had several in a row he didn't make, but yeah, he didn't make that one.
So then, so all that to say, that was a dramatic chapter closing. What was going to be basically a farewell tour for Supernatural that would have gone on for an intense year to 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
Literally like a needle off a record just stopped. Just done.
Yeah. And, you know, there was this huge party planned for the finale. Yeah. Which we had our hotel rooms booked.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to fly all the actors who had been on the show, been recurring on the show, all 15 seasons. We were going to have, you know, the final scene of the show, and it was going to sort of open up. And the viewer would be able to see all of us as people kind of hanging out on set. And we're all going to have this party that was going to be filmed. It was going to be this magical thing. 4 days after this convention, we all went in lockdown. That's how recent it was. Less than a week later, we were all on lockdown going, holy shit. Yeah, I can't even believe we went to Vegas. Much less survived it.
We flew back to Los, because I still had, even though we had finished with Misha's character in the show, there was still more episode to shoot and some pretty dramatic stuff, some like big scenes to shoot. So we shot, and every Craig Matheson, the UPM, would come down, and we'd like every time we would see him, we're like, oh no, he's shutting the show down. Because
explain a little bit further for people not know, like UPM. Craig, well, he's essentially
one of the producers, but he's like he runs the set, like he's the boss of crew down.
Right.
So. You know,
he's also attentive to budget and hours and stuff like that, right?
Correct.
So he comes that means like, oh shit.
I think the big boss up in Vancouver, like,
right.
Unless Bob Singer or Phil Segrecia had been there, the big boss is Jim Michaels, who's like the line producer.
Right.
And then the guy, Craig, sort of boots on the ground guy, is Craig Matheson. Right. By the way, fantastic guy.
Just
one of my favorite guys.
Great guy.
Driest, funniest Canadian man.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Mm-hmm. He kept coming down, and you know, he didn't make a lot of trips down to set unless the shit hit the fan. Yeah, so I was always like, ah. But even so, you're like, and it was, by the way, that was a running gag. Every time I'd turn and see Craig, I'd be like, ah.
What's wrong?
Getting where are we? I feel like time-wise, you know. And he's like, I'm just walking through the room, man. Yeah. Calm down. I'm like, yeah, I knew that. It was good to see you, bro.
Craig kept coming down.
Kept coming down, and so nobody knew. They had switched to bottled water, which was a big deal because obviously we all had trying to be earth conscious. We all had actually given to us by the show water bottles that were refillable, and we'd go refill our water bottles. So the fact they reverted back to plastic water bottles, like, I know it sounds dumb now, but at the time that was really weird. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back to plastic water bottles. Everybody's supposed to kind of like, hey, pay attention. If you don't feel well, please go home. You know, just nobody knew what was going on. And every time we came down, and there were other shows up there, and I, you know, don't hold me to the actual shows, but I think it was like The Flash and some other shows shooting in Vancouver just shut down. You know, there's somebody in the crew that got a fever and they just shut down. So we kept thinking that was going to happen to us. I finished my episode, directing my episode, got to say goodbye to people, but didn't say goodbye to everybody because I thought, well, I'll see him in a week and a half for the wrap party.
Finale,
literally, I was going to go home, take a nap, come back at wrap party. And when I say go home, I mean fly back to Los Angeles. The whole thing went belly up.
Right.
And that was so I finished my job on a Wednesday. I had booked my ticket home on a Friday just to give myself a Thursday to pack up and get my act
things
together.
Things that you do. Hey, you don't have to disclose. I know we know that you've got the secret.
Say goodbye to my second family.
Vancouver, yeah.
And that was it, man. Like, so I had a day in Vancouver, and as I flew out on the day after, Supernatural shut down. Everything shut down. Like, that was it.
Well, first of all, you were lucky you got out, man.
I was lucky I got out, and I feel fortunate that I got a full episode of standard TV done then, because then ever since then, nothing is the same.
So meanwhile, on the bench, I'm all loaded up, ready to fly up to Vancouver to shoot the second to last episode.
Loaded up meaning amphetamines?
Well, yeah, that's a given. But I was also packed.
Phenobarbital?
No, like packing heat. Like,
okay.
Guns on.
So loaded on pump full of narcotics.
I was loaded and
packed
I had two,
as in
two firearms
just
on,
fucking,
on
just
my person.
Armed to the teeth.
But separately, I had packed a suitcase. Anyway, and I was ready to go, and I was texting with production all week. Like, are we doing this? Is this happening? I text Jim basically all week. Like, am I still coming? And he's like, yep. As far as you know, on Thursday, I did get a text from him Thursday morning saying, like, just so you know, we're full steam ahead unless we hear otherwise.
Great.
Thursday night, the night before I'm supposed to fly out,
no.
He was like, don't get on that plane.
Really?
Do not get on that plane. Yep. It was right at the last minute they called it, and that was it. And then
and then
we were all in lockdown. So, all this to say that tonight I'm flying to Kansas City.
Kansas City,
where I will be joining Misha Collins and Felicia Day and Kim Rhodes, Sam Smith, as I understand it, and Emily Swallow. For what we call a signing convention, where it's going to be like these people from Supernatural, and then there'll be people from Stranger Things there, and people from The Hobbit, and you know, other shows, other movies.
Who from The Hobbit?
I don't know about The Hobbit. I do know Stranger Things.
Who from Stranger Things?
I feel like first of all, a lot of people have canceled.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know Brent Spiner from Star Trek canceled, and I was looking forward to seeing him because him and I worked on a TV show 15 years ago. Stranger Things, I want to say the guy that you played in the Hollywood video. That guy.
Okay. What other shows are represented at this?
I don't know.
Event.
Let's look it up. Anyway, so it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. It's all happening. First time. Robbie going to convention. First time. I mean, I think maybe other people from Supernatural have done some other cons, but
not me. It's the first time someone who's a host of this podcast has gone.
Right. Out of all the hosts of this podcast, you're the first.
That's right. Planet Comic Con, it's called. Comic Con. So yeah, I mean, Emily's done a bunch. I mean, there's been Katie Cassidy will be there as well.
Katie Cassidy will be there, everybody.
I don't know her.
This is a great commercial for the con because it'll air after.
That's right.
Convention.
No, maybe I'll get it out before I leave because I leave tonight. Stephen Amell from Arrow.
Oh, Stephen Amell.
Jodie Benson, the who's a voiceover actress from Little Mermaid.
Is somebody at the door? What's up, Steve? You good? What's up?
Have you seen a bag of money anywhere?
Usually my son is asking me if I've seen a bag of money anywhere.
Wow, this is disturbing on many levels.
Yeah. Here, say hi, Steve.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Steve.
Steve's asking about a bag of money, which makes you wonder, what is my teen doing when he's not at home? You know?
Yeah.
Why is he rolling large with a wad?
No, it's my tips.
It's your tips?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, from his restaurant.
Ah, okay.
Work. That makes sense.
Sure, that's what we're
calling it.
That's
a good cover, right?
Sure, okay.
That'll get you out of a quick stop by the cops.
No, officer, it's tips.
It's tips. I give people advice. Steve, I don't know where your money is the end of the bit. It's a hilarious punchline. No idea. Okay, we'll do it.
I have a funny story we're going to come back to about kids and tips. But William Zabka, this is what I'm excited about, from The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai.
Right.
William Zabka, who's the bad guy in Karate Kid, and he's like a good guy in Cobra Kai.
Right.
We love that show.
Right.
And also Martin Cove, who is in both of those. Those actors will be there. Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk, will be there.
Blue Lou Ferrigno.
Gaten Matarazzo, who's
the original
guy
Hulk. Who's Gaten Matarazzo?
The guy you played in Stranger Things.
Oh, awesome.
And then that's
talented
it.
Talented kid.
Those are the actors there. I'm super excited to meet those guys from Cobra Kai. Big fan.
Cobra Kai?
Yeah, I call it Cobra Kai, but it's called Cobra Kai.
At the Cobra.
Cobra Kai.
Going to a con, I'm gonna meet the guy.
Do you watch that?
It's Zabka. Zabka W. I'm gonna meet him and I'm gonna greet him at the planet. Con and Casey.
Now, do you watch that show?
My kids have watched that show. They love it.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Super fun. So, speaking of kids and money, I had a similar thing. Well, not similar, but my son, Calvin, we gave him a credit card so he can fill up his tank in his car.
You might have to write another song called Calvin's Got a Credit Card. C-C-C.
C-C-C. Calvin's got a credit card.
Calvin got a credit card. Boom, boom, boom. Tell all the ladies.
Booyah, Bobka. So anyway, and then it's kind of expanded into like, hey, Dad, I got some donuts on the way back from practice. Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
A little loose and fast with the credit card.
And then it was like, hey, I went out to dinner with my friend Finn. I used a credit card to buy my, that's fine. I would buy him dinner.
I got the table around. It's not a big deal. Right. It's not a crime.
Right. So then the other day he goes, just so you know, the credit card bill might be a little big this month because I've gone out to dinner a lot. I said, okay, all right, that's fine. He's like, and I paid for some of your friends. And I was like, you paid for your friends? He was like, they paid me back. I'm like, oh, they paid you back. He goes, yeah. I said, how'd they pay you back? He's like, they just gave me cash. I'm like, oh, so you're money laundering.
You're money laundering. Yeah, he's laundering money.
So I was like, I had to explain to him, so I'm basically giving you, that's more cash. He's like, what? No. It's like, they're paying me back. No. He's money laundering. Then as we're having this conversation, Audrey, my daughter, walks in with a wad of cash. A wad of seven $1 bills. And was like, here you go, Calvin. And I was like, what's going on? She was like, this is for the shake he bought me earlier. I was like, no.
Oh,
no. I grabbed the money. I was like, no. First of all, this is your sister. She doesn't have to pay. It's like, well, what are you running here? What is this business?
Calvin is cleaning up.
He's cleaning up.
This is great because now I can help Calvin destroy your credit rating while putting a little folding money in his pocket. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
Like
that's
he's a kid on the go. He needs a little walking around money. I love Calvin. He's a great kid. I wouldn't mind giving, you know, Calvin.
Right.
I need a couple of hard drives for the podcast. Why don't you scoot down? You could drive. Give me a couple of podcasts.
He pays
I'll tell you
for
what.
It.
You pay him back
in cash.
I'll give you a couple of hundies when you get back.
Yeah.
Let's just keep this. This is not a talk to daddy thing. This is just a little Calvin Ridge thing. All right. That's fantastic.
God, yeah, I just love that she comes up with like, you know, she like to crack open her piggy bank and find seven $1 bills. Here you go. What?
Here's a month of babysitting money.
Exactly.
For a shake. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Calvin, did he get it? Did he realize, like, oh, yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it wasn't like they were running, they're playing it, they were doing a bit. Like, they thought everything was above board. You know what I mean? And I was like, no, this is what's happening here.
It's very below board.
Yeah, so anyway, he and Steve need to, if Steve's got a wad of cash, Calvin's got a credit card, they can.
That's like, I got a brand new pair of those kids, you got a brand new key. Cal's got a brand new credit card from Rob. Steve's got a wad of cash.
Exactly. You know, as when you said I should write a song, made me think. I wrote to Hank, you know, his request last week was for me to write a classical song, and the classical song was that I like Hank best. That was the song for Cock Block,
right?
That we wrote and that I wrote. And anyway, I sent it to him. I sent him the finished product, and thought he'd be like, "Oh, I love this. I love it." And his reaction was like, "That's not exactly classical, but."
Nice, Hank. I like that Hank is Hank off camera as well as on camera. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah,
that's the brand. That's the guy.
Yeah,
It's not a bit. It's not shtick.
He's a great foil. He's a great foil for our show.
A great foil. Here's a little interesting tidbit.
Yeah,
we did some work on our son's rooms.
Okay.
And in the process, we needed to unload a dresser. That dresser got walked out to the street, as you do. And my first thought was, Hank's going to steal this. Like, you know, because it's not behind lock and key now. It's just out of the way. So I thought I did the right thing. I just called. I didn't call him. I texted Hank. I said, listen, there's a dresser sitting out in front of my house.
Oh, okay. I heard a little bit about this.
We're going to cut out the middleman and just come get it. You know what I mean? Then we can just dispense with the BS and the cloak and dagger.
That's hilarious.
You
know, maybe,
because you can say, bring the wife. I'll say hi to Pam while you load it up. You know what I mean? Like, you're collecting dressers. And then he shot me down.
I heard of it. He said, yeah, he's like, Rich texted me. He wanted me to come steal something from his front yard.
Yeah. I'm not sure I phrased it like that. I was just giving into it. It's like when the guy comes to you with a knife and you go and you just start taking the watch off. You know, you're like, I'm not going to fight. Dude, the wallet's yours. Here's the keys to the Prius and the watch.
It's like we're blood brothers, right? You're going to cut me in the hand, except that I'm crying. And money's falling out, and you're picking it up.
Right, exactly.
I'm just going to grab a quick pick.
I thought I would cut out the middleman and just give Hank the dresser.
That's hilarious. So wait, what did you do? Did you leave it out there?
As I was putting it out there that very day, because also Frank has started a business. Frank has started an incredibly lucrative business selling a Hawaiian shaved ice. Frank sits out front, out back. Selling Hawaiian shaved ice every day. And he's making real money.
Oh, my God.
My sister, Barbie, in her attempt to be everybody's favorite aunt, sent a Hawaiian ice machine and like 20 bottles of full-sized syrup.
That's fantastic. You know,
just every color in the rainbow and colors that haven't been.
So you're talking about snow cones.
Well, they call it shaved ice because it's not the round pebble. It's like...
Got it.
You put it on a spinning thing, and it spins. The blade shaves ice down, and that's what you're... So it's called shaved ice, technically.
Wow.
Don't get the snow cone community up in my craw. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, okay. Shaved ice.
Throw yourself to the wolves, not me.
So wait, how much is he charging for one?
$3 a cone.
What?
Yeah. There's a cone.
Jesus, man.
I challenge you to walk by Frank and not pony over $3. Frank sitting there, it's the cutest thing you've ever seen. And he's sitting there, and he's got this, like, you know, gardening sun hat, and he's just the cutest thing you've ever seen. Captain of the smile team, we call him. And he's just sitting there with his, you know, shaved ice, $3. And he's got his thing, his cash box, and he's just printing money.
Oh, my God. That is, first of all, that's pricey, but I would absolutely fork it over.
Yeah, you would. You would, because first of all, Frank would give you all kinds of grief because he knows what kind of money you're pulling in. Secondly,
I'm sure a lot of people just give him a fiver.
And he gets some tips. I'm saying he's rolling some tips.
Yeah.
My favorite was, so he's doing it by himself right now, but for a while he was doing it with his buddy Max, who lives down the street. A DP, Baskets DP, Giles Dunning's son.
Okay. Well, what does Max bring to the table?
A better spot. Max is at the junction. You know where Giles lives. He's like at the junction of four roads. Oh, okay. Well, if you keep going straight down this back road here, right where all those roads converge, and there's like that H, he lives right in the middle of that. So it's like you get foot traffic and car traffic coming and going.
Okay.
Ours is a little off the beaten path back here.
Right.
He brings location.
Okay.
You know, the fun of doing it not by yourself.
Sure. Okay.
But also, Max, and I guess this is because Giles or his mom, Amy, on their signage when they're doing it together, it's shaved ice, $3, you know, yum, burr, you know, come and get it. And then side card hanging that says, we accept Venmo. And they take Venmo and they have a scan thing for down at Max's. So they made some real money down there. Down here, he's just taking cash. But
how did they do that?
They linked it to using the parents' Venmo account.
Holy cow!
Right.
So Giles is getting a piece.
I think Giles is getting a taste. Yeah, he's no fool. Giles, like, you're gonna slosh that chemical crap all over my driveway. Somebody's gonna pay. Something's got to pay for the power washing. You know what I mean?
What about Barbie? Is she getting anything?
Believe me, word got back to Barbie, and she's like, the original investor who bought all the equipment to start the business. Don't I get something from the ground up? Like shares if there's a public offering or something?
She missed out. She should have. The present should have come with a contract.
Yeah, that's her fault.
Yeah, that's on her.
She should have known.
Yeah, but so, she should have lawyered up.
So the dresser is out there, and I took it out there, and Frank was selling snow cones. And basically, the machete said, "Hey, Frank, if you sell any of this furniture, you can keep proceeds. You know, like, you want to move the dresser, and we sold overseas bed. But also, it was for anybody. We're also giving it away, right? So it turned out one of Steve's best friends lives down the street, and his parents came by, and were like, oh, because the dresser is in great shape. And they're like, this dresser is perfect for William's room. I'm like, it's yours.
Oh, my God.
And the husband's like, we don't need another dresser. And the wife's like, we do. You don't have the vision I have of his bedroom.
Right.
Oh, look, my landline's ringing. Reading? Wow.
Is it scam?
It's probably a scam. It's toll free. I guarantee you it's somebody offering to extend my car's warranty, which is the scam call I get all the time. We're surprised you haven't extended your car's warranty.
Same.
We're about to close your file. This is your final chance.
I like the Social Security card people. Your Social Security card could be like put on hold or something like that. It's like, what? Do you get those? The Social Security card?
No, I don't.
Your Social Security number has been jeopardized. I'm throwing something at the camera because you live a charmed freaking life.
Why?
I got a dresser. I can't sell to people. I can't.
I gave it away. Don't be such a cheapo. Give it to somebody.
I mean, I can't give it away. I can't give it away.
Well, you can.
No, I haven't tried giving it away.
Yeah.
What I'm missing is.
I thought it was gone. You said Hank took it.
Frank. But I mean, I'm guessing I'm getting it back at some point. The gig will be up. Hank's gonna give it back. Be like, haha, kidding. Because Hank doesn't have.
I've seen that. Hank has a real problem.
I'm sure it's in his garage. But his garage is packed with things.
He was gloating about how many dressers he had in that laundry room. Gloating.
That's true. He's proud of that. I'm going to get it back someday.
And you're stuck with it. And then you got, like, what am I going to do with this stupid dresser? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so I need Frank to come down and start selling snow coats. We get a lot of traffic down here.
Dude, Frank is printing money. It's unbelievable.
That's great, man. That's a good story. It's a heartwarming story.
It's so cute, Frank selling them. It's so fantastic.
That's awesome. What flavors you got?
Oh man, what flavors don't we got? We got a bunch of flavors that you would expect. The blueberry, the cherry, sure, the strawberry, cherry, the watermelon.
Right.
there's one that concerns me.
Uh-oh.
Because it doesn't really bring an olfactory or sort of taste sensation to my mouth. Uh-huh. It's called Tiger's Blood.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's also piña colada.
Oh, all right. So he's selling alcohol too.
Well, one of the moms did say, you know, a little splash of rum in that, and I'd pay an extra. I'll give an extra 10 spot. And Frank and I looked at each other. You know, father and son could team up on a weekend night, like Friday, 5 o'clock. You know,
dude. Honestly,
you'd be right there.
But you put alcohol into those snow cones, and then you just got like vodka on ice.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm basically selling shots.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. Tiger's Blood. Walk me through this. It's red.
Yeah.
Dark red.
Yeah. Dark red, and there's no, like...
Like, it could possibly be Tiger's Blood.
It could be Tiger's Blood. No, right. There's no discernible, like... It just tastes like sugar. It's obviously packed full of fake sugar, but it's...
Right.
There's nothing that I'm like, ooh, it's got a soupçon of mint...
Right.
Like, what do tigers eat? It's like a human arm and...
what is it? It's like a... It's a 2019...
Yeah. It's like a essence de... essence d'essence.
Eau de garbage. That's what we used to say. My dog smelled really bad and we'd go... We'd say his name is Ski. We'd say that Ski was wearing that perfume Eau de Garbage. when is he open next? I want to come by and try it out.
Yeah, you're going out of town this weekend.
Is he going to be open next week?
Yeah, I'm sure he will be. I'm telling you, he's making, because Steve's a dishwasher all summer for his summer job at a restaurant.
But that's cool.
But yeah, it's great. Steve loves it. He's done it 2 years in a row.
Oh, you mean up in Oregon?
At Ember's Brew House? Yeah, it's a summer job as a dishwasher.
No, but you're back here now, so he's not... Summer's over,
he's not doing that now, but he did that so whole... while we're in Oregon for the month and a half or 2 months there,
Hence that wad of cash that you're hiding.
Those tip money. But Steve, I deposit Steve's paychecks. Steve's like, you know, he's got an answer to the man. Like, he's paying Social Security and taxes and stuff. Frank's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Frank's getting cash under the table. Cash money's under the table.
Mm-hmm.
What business, officer? I'm just a kid selling shaved ice, trying to earn a buck. And one of my neighbors who passed by was very funny. She's like, this is adorable and so sweet, and I don't see how anybody cannot stop and give Frank $3 for these shaved ice. In spite of the fact that he's sitting on a Tyler Hayes BDDW wooden and leather chair in your driveway.
Oh my God.
Don't mention the designer chair, but it's a family connection. It's like, I'm not ponying up for BDDW prices. But we have, you know, Tyler Hayes original furniture out there while he's out there shilling
ice. That's amazing. Yeah, for $3.
$3. I don't know why you think three, like, what would you have him do? Two?
I don't know. For some, I remember when my kids used to do lemonade stands, it was like $0.50.
Yeah, but that's lemonade. They're putting in 50 cents worth of effort. Like, it's shaved ice.
Yeah.
That's a curated experience. For starters, when you order, you'll get to see Franklin make the shaved ice.
He does the ice.
He's like, you like a shaved ice? You want the shaved ice? He goes and gets his scoop of the freshest ice from the fridge. He puts it in the machine. And then it takes his hand, he depresses the mold, and it shaves gently into your conical-shaped cup.
You pick
your flavors from the display.
Uh-huh.
And you'll watch him right there. It's not people in the back. Right in front of you, the man himself pours the flavor right there. You see it all happen in real time.
All right. I'm in.
That's a $3 experience.
No, that is. You've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I'll pay $5.
You will pay $5 because you don't tip Frank. He knows where you live, literally.
I know.
You ever want to see that dresser again?
That's great. I've got to come up there. You let me know when he's working, and I'll come up.
Well, he'll be doing it when you get back. And you got to, like, next week's episode is going to be, well, if it works out, we're supposed to have BDDW and M. Crow's Tyler Hayes on next week. That's exciting.
Yeah, because we don't only have actors on. We have people, we have artists of all kinds.
Yeah, listen, big time artist. Thrilled to have him.
Yeah.
And great guy and creative spirit and family member. And original Milan boy.
Milan boy member, yeah. We'll tell stories of Milan and see if he remembers me.
We'll spend an hour and a half seeing if he can put a finger on having met you before, but no, it's gonna be fun. But in spite of that, we're still gonna need an update from Kansas City.
Okay.
From that, maybe you'll snap a few pics to post on Patreon for the experience.
It's gonna be interesting. I mean, I'm told there's gonna be plexiglass in the photo ops.
That's hot.
That'll be a different experience, you know. So it'll look like you and I do on the Zoom right now. We're like you and I taking a picture. Are you over there?
I'm below you. in my
Weird. I'm side by side. Anyway, so yeah, that's going to be interesting. But yeah, no, it'd be good to see people. And,
it'd be great to see people.
Yeah. Get back out there again. And then, honestly, the good news, the more good news for me is that afterwards I get to go see my mom, who I haven't seen in a year and a half. So I'm going to go take a trip to see Vivian.
Hopefully you don't give Viv a present of a, you know, wrapped up in a bow, a little Delta variant.
Hey, that's what we're all hoping. And that's why between you and me and everyone listening, I am a little nervous about the entire thing. But I know it'll be great. It'll be great to see people. But yeah, I'm nervous. So if you are coming to see me, please be vaccinated. Or if you're not vaccinated, wear a mask so we can all be safe. And so I don't give it to my mom. I bought, which I think is great. Now you can do this. I bought COVID tests on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
So I'm bringing a bunch of those with me just to, you know.
I don't know why I think it's funny, but what if you, the COVID tests arrive and it turns out they're just pregnancy tests. So all week long you're peeing on them going, well, I don't know about COVID, but not pregnant.
I think I'm pregnant.
Oh no, that girl gave me pregnancy. Well, yeah. This is very exciting. We can't wait to hear all about it. Robbie, back. If you're in the Kansas City area, or heck, even if you're not, go see Bobo Benedict. Give him a big wave right behind the plexiglass, and
you'll be like, coming home.
It's like Robbie in the plastic bubble, caged Robbie.
Yeah,
Robbie under glass. It's gonna be great though. Convention starting back up, starting with Kansas City and Rob Benedict.
Yeah.
Your excitement's palpable.
No, I am. I'm sorry. I was thinking I should, I haven't really done much tweeting or anything about it. I was thinking I should probably let people know I'm going to be in Kansas City. No, it'll be good. It'll be interesting. Sure. There's always nerves of traveling in this, this day and age.
How far away is your mom, is Columbia from where you're going to be?
2.5 hours from the airport.
Car?
Yeah. I'm renting a car. Yeah.
That's not bad. So, are you going to have a little BBQ while you're in town?
I hope so. I mean,
Jack,
I don't
stacks.
Know. I feel like we're going to be kind of like quarantined to our space. But look, I'll do whatever Misha wants to do. If Misha wants barbecue, we'll get barbecue.
What about Emily Swallow?
I'll do whatever Emily Swallow wants to do. If Emily Swallow wants barbecue.
What about Kim Rhodes, you know?
Look, I'll do whatever Kim Rhodes wants to do. Kim wants barbecue, I'll do barbecue.
Samantha, you going to leave Samantha out of the mix? Come on, man.
Look, I'll do whatever Samantha Smith wants to do.
Arthur Bryant's, every president of the United States is, since John F. Kennedy's eaten it. Arthur Bryant's.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love my Kansas City barbecue. My aunt, you know, who lives there.
Gates, that's a great one.
He always sends me Kansas City barbecue and Kansas City spices and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she should.
For Christmas. And so my aunt and my cousin Ted still live there, so hopefully I'll get to see them. Again, everything's a little bit limited, but I'm hoping. And what else was I going to say? And rent a car, go home, and see my mom, and that'll be great too. So
Robbie, come home with the meat sweats, not the Delta variant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, you got it.
And
and it's Misha's birthday tomorrow. That's what I was gonna say. It's Misha's birthday tomorrow, so I don't know what that means, but I'm sure we'll celebrate. Well,
hopefully, a bunch of people will bring him gifts, and you get to benefit from them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candies, cakes, pies.
Yeah.
Booze.
Yeah, yeah. I'll benefit from that. I'll benefit from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll come see me too, but no, it's his birthday and he's Castiel.
No, but he'll get the gifts. You're not going to get birthday gifts.
Right.
It'll be a lot of, Rob, it's so great to see you. Would you give this to Misha?
Exactly.
Hold on. Here comes Fletch. By the way, Fletch in his regal robes.
Whoa.
Back up, Fletch, so they can see your regal robes.
This is wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sire. Well, I gotta, hold on a second.
Passcode 87542.
How'd you know? Nice, buddy.
Okay. What's the robe from? That's what the kids are wearing these days?
It's a towel robe. So, you know, he got it when he was at the beach with some buddies, and that's
awesome.
What he wears, like a robe now.
I love it.
Yeah.
First official day of school for my kids tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they had an orientation yesterday, and now they're going back.
Oh, I hope that Calvin just goes to school, meets his buddies, and says, oh, heck, come on, let's all go get dinner. It's on me. As a little, credit card party to celebrate first day of school. You're not there to stop him. You're in Kansas City doing Lord knows what with Misha Collins.
Exactly. Oh, man. And then, but then he's going to make his friends pay him back so that he can have some walking around money.
Obviously. They don't get off scot-free. You, however, get hosed.
Hosed.
You get hosed old school, which brings us full circle back to porn celebrity John Baystal.
Hey.
Thank you.
Channeling my inner porn Baystal. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Robin Rich.
Yes, it has.
This was fun. Robbie, good luck.
Very fun. Thank you.
Everybody out there, get your vaccination. Don't be one of those people who doesn't get vaccinated. Let's do it for all of us. Do it for people you know and love, and do it for people you don't know but might love in the future.
There you go.
Again, bringing us back to porn celebrity John Baystal. By the way, if fitness celebrity John Baystal is a fan, which I can't imagine he's not, because we have a lot of fitness celebrities who listen to the show. We know you're not a porn celebrity. We know that you're a fitness celebrity, not a porn celebrity.
Right.
We know the difference. I just want John Baystal to know that we know.
Yeah.
It's all in good
fun. Yeah. Well, and if someone knows him, please get this to him.
Please. Did you say please give it to him? That doesn't sound that's not what it is. Come on. Starting the hard way. Is that the title of your book?
Yeah, that's the title of my book. I'm going to play that song.
Entering
three or
is
four
Hard
times.
By Rob Benedict, the story of one man's journey into. All right.
All right, man.
Travel safely. Don't get sick.
Thanks.
Enjoy the convention world. Diving back in it, Bob O. Benedict. Everybody, take care. We'll see you soon. It's a